Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report, and I do apologize for the late report this week. It's just been, well, it's that time of the year. Guys, it's that time of the year where it is sunscreen and bait. There are new anglers coming about because of the holiday season. It's Christmas in a couple of days. This is literally Christmas in like, what, 2 or 3 days time. So guys, forgive me for the late report. However, I do have great news for you because there is fish throughout our entire coastline. And especially if you are an offshore angler, well, man, you are in for a treat this Christmas weekend. So guys, this week in the KZN front, we have got some serious size yellowtail coming out of the south coast. We've got inedible action on the north coast. We have got bullfish and dorado going all over the place on the offshore side. And as for the freshwater, well, it's bass the entire week long. Guys, we are going to get into it. We're going to get into it into great detail. But before we do, here's a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher, and these are the stores that you definitely want to visit over this festive season.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, none of this could be possible without the guys from the Kingfisher. I mean, our reporters, it is Christmas week. It is crazy. We've got guys like Jesse and Belito or Jan and Peter Marisburg. In fact, all the branches where the stores are so busy with the holiday makers down in KZN, but they are still finding time to get us the fishing reports in between all that craziness and that hubbub that's going on. The boys are dedicated to us. So, you know what? I want to give a huge Christmas shout out to the Kingfisher and their staff for supporting our show and for being so dedicated to the anglers getting their freshest news. So, guys, let's get into it. Starting off down the south coast, as we usually do, we are with Adam, who has a very Christmassy report for us. Guys, here is Adam from the lower south coast.
Good day, Vinesh. I hope you're doing well, my friend, and I hope all the fellow listeners and fellow anglers alike are having a lucky December. So the South Coast is quite busy at this stage. Obviously, we're getting into the meat, you know, the thick of things at this stage in this period of time in December, and it's really good to see the holiday makers frolicking, enjoying the beach, guys out there teaching their sons and daughters and wives how to fish, or wives teaching the sons and daughters and husbands how to fish, because I've had a couple of holiday makers, you know, recently bragging how the wives have been catching most of the fish. It's weird because that genuinely is a thing. You know, the wives generally catch more fish than the men. I don't know what it is, but I kind of suspect it's because the men want to throw to the Freestaat. You know, they want to throw it a mile away, and generally your fish are pretty close when fishing down on the South Coast. As I've said before, our reefs are pretty shallow, but yeah, things have still been pretty good, Vinesh. I definitely can't complain. I know there's been a bit of shad, bit of this, bit of that. So yeah, just getting into it, we've had Akshay with a lack of shad, as I was just saying recently, Quinton with a yellowtail down at Splash, and the Uvonga crowd of, you know, Quinton and all the rest of them, and Alzan and Peter and all them, getting themselves a proper sandy. For Uvonga Pier, I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, that sandy was big. I mean, I've sent you the pictures, Vinesh, and the video, and yeah, just insane how big that sandy was for Uvonga Pier. We just don't typically get that fish there anymore, as that sandbanks have almost completely, you know, dried up that area for some reason. But so we've also got Reese with a nice kingy on bait, and a holiday maker getting himself a yellowtail at Margate Pier. Can you believe it? So yeah, definitely yellowtail are around. We know of some that have also popped up. That's the Bell. And typically all your deep water spots around you are the areas that I want to target those particular fish while they are still going to be on the bite and, you know, going to be around you. Orange Rocks has been a bit on the quiet side, though, I must admit. They've been getting a few non-eds popping up here and there in the odd shad. But, you know, after those heavy storms we had not so long ago, that whole reef structure has definitely changed. And the fish just aren't really, you know, I would say being wild at the moment there. They're not really thick, if I could say that. We've also had Vyoshan and Rachel from South Coast Fishing Adventures. Go and give them a like on YouTube, guys. Also getting themselves some really nice, decent shad and a cracker as well. So, yeah, it's definitely been good down on the coast, you know, from hammers to your greys, to a yellowtail. You know, again, just going back to the bronzies and the rock fishing, it hasn't really been fireworks, but there is fish to be had on the south coast. That purple patch is still definitely going strong, Vinesh. Now, just moving over to the weather for the weekend, we've got Friday with a northeaster for the whole day, basically, into Saturday morning, sitting around 10 to 20 Ks on the gust, with a slight period of heavy gusts Friday evening, just for a short period, though. The east does turn on Sunday to a south-southwester. Bit of a big swell Friday, however, it does drop down nicely to Sunday to around a lazy 1.4 meters. No real rain predicted for the weekend, with some nice warm days ahead, and the water temperature between 22 and 23 degrees. So definitely going to be nice for a fish off, definitely going to be nice for a swim. So we're finally getting that summer weather moving into December, and I'm sure, guys are going to get some decent catches over this coming weekend. So everyone that's caught some good fish, and guys that haven't, don't despair. You know, there's plenty of time still to be had in December, and I know you guys are going to catch something decent. But for now, guys, I hope you have an awesome weekend. Stay safe out there. Christmas is just around the doorstep. Again, guys, please just mind yourself on the rocks. They're not made of rubber. We did have an incident recently down at Stabell where a guy seriously hurt himself. So please just keep an eye on the ocean at all times. Never take your eyes off the ocean, just whatever you do. So guys, again, enjoy it. Have fun out there. Get some fish on the bra and let's see those catches. Take care.
Thank you, Adam. Guys, I had the pleasure of meeting Adam last week. We got together and hung out for a bit down at Ramsgate. What a genuine guy. If ever you're down the South Coast, go and look out for him. Adam is our lower South Coast reporter, and he is definitely his ears on the ground, and he pretty much knows everyone out there. So guys, go and check him out. Really, really nice guy to go and meet. So yeah, guys, that's the lower South Coast. Now moving on down to Warner Beach and Amanzantoti, we are with Gary, reporting out of Ilovo Beach, actually, and he's got one specific species to talk about. Guys, here's Gary's report for this Christmas weekend.
Good evening, chaps. It's Gary from Ilovo Beach, topside, that is. Yeah, sea's been good the last couple of days, eh? There's some nice banks and sort of holes and water along the waters, like along the flats, sounds like a gingerbearish water. Here, the water's nice and deep there, short poolside around the rocks as well. The only thing I've been hearing about, seeing the guys catching a shad, some nice shad up to that sort of 3-4 kilo size here and there, still. I haven't heard of much other than that, but with these banks, I'll go down in the morning and try for Stumpy or see if those Christmas bottlenoses, grunter, putting in an appearance. So I know better after the morning. I'll get a bit of last here. But yeah, so with that good water, yeah, this certainly opens up the possibilities of a decent couple of fish here and there. Yeah, until next week then. Chef's on holiday, enjoy it. And
thank you, Gary. Always great to hear from you, my friend. Yes, I did hear the talk of your town has been that shad, and I was glad to hear about the grunter coming out. I will tell you why later on in the show. That grunter at Ilovo Beach really has a special place in my heart. Anyway, moving on down to Durban, we are with Ray. I got the pleasure to hear it from the horse's mouth this week. So if you want to see Ray's prediction of Christmas Day and New Year's, well, look out for our YouTube channel, Angler News on YouTube. Go and check it out. I'm interviewing Ray with what's going on in Durban, and he is talking about the day to go out there and fish. But for now, we are with Mike V and Brad Krubler, and this is the report out of Durban and out of the offshore side from Durban.
How's it, buddy? How you doing? Yes, it's been a very good week in the fishing front. Quite a few edibles came out. Some rocket shad have been caught. Some very good shad, up to, I think I saw a picture of one of 7 kilos earlier today. So yeah, those are around. There's been some nice stumpies. There's been quite a few grunters on the banks with the stumpies, a couple of cob around, some snappers still around in the colored water. So yeah, there have been some good edibles being caught. Flatfish wise, there's been the odd honeycomb, odd diamond, odd gray shark, a couple of sandies. Weather not quite conducive for them, but when it comes right, there's going to be knockout, that is for sure. Yeah, so the beach side is slowly picking up again. On the ski boat side, the guys are getting some lovely snook, cooter, Not so much tunny. The tunny seem to have disappeared a bit now, but snook and cooter have been the name of the game. There's been some Cape yellowtail on the deep reefs. The guys that want to go challenge those have been going and getting some amberjacks, some tropical amberjacks. Yeah, there's been quite a few fish around there. The guys are going for it, especially on the jigging. On the baits at the bottom, I was getting still there, rock cods, there's slingers, all that sort of thing. So ski boat is doing very nicely for the guys. The guys are getting their numbers in. The bay, as always, never seems to fail for some reason. Lovely grunters, lovely snapper salmon. Kingies were around last week. The guys got their fair share. One, two springer around too. So yeah, guys, the fishing has been good. It is getting better. And with the northeast coming in a couple of days' time, I think it's only going to get better. Have fun, enjoy tight lines.
Good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, guys, fishing over the last week. Yeah, guys, while the Dorada have started to become quite prolific, we've managed to get about 40 odd Dorada over the last couple of days out in the deep. Some on the bottom fishing side, there's been some lovely slingers, some really good rock rods. Yeah, so it's been pretty good. We also managed a lovely black marlin of about 120 and off Durban in about the 180 meter zone, right there where the nice blue water is starting. Yeah, guys, so yeah, summer fish have definitely arrived. The fun has begun. Yeah, there were also some snook off the Durban Blue Lagoon area. So, guys, yeah, it's time to have fun. Good luck, Merry Christmas, and speak to you next week.
And a very Merry Christmas to you too, guys. Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a fantastic report. Now, did Mike not mention a species? Because it sounded like he mentioned virtually all that are coming out right now. As for that offshore fishing, guys, you want to see that footage? Go and check it out on the Linsky page, the marlin he was talking about. Brad sent me the stuff. He was sending me catches throughout the week, and it was looking mighty fantastic. I know last week he was talking about there being about 200 Dorado around his boat, just not feeding. Well, this week he certainly had some bending rods on his boat. Well, more than just some with that footage he sent me. So now, guys, that rounds off South Coast and Durban. Moving up to the North Coast, where Jesse has been exceptionally busy, but this is the report of what's going on the north coast around Ballito and Salt Rock.
Hello guys, hope everybody's doing all right. I've got a relatively short report this week. I've got a shop full of customers and it is cranking. The holiday makers are in Ballito and Salt Rock full force, and everybody's quite excited because there's quite a few fish coming out, and we're getting some good feedback from the guys that we give some tackle and bait to, and we ask them to come back and tell us what they caught. And a lot of the guys are going down there and having some fun, especially the youngsters that are with them. Normally what we do, when the guys come in, we just try and establish what they're looking for out of their fishing trips. If they want to go down there and catch a decent sized fish, they don't mind waiting a little bit and having the chance of blanking. We give them the adequate tackle for a bigger fish and give them some tips and tricks and advise them on what to do, and off they go. And generally speaking, if the guys know what they're doing, they catch a couple of fish. And if they tell us no, they've just got their youngsters with them, they're down on holiday and they want to have some fun, they don't really care what size fish they catch, they just want something on the end of their line, then normally what we do is we give them ultra light tackle, maybe a 6 or 7 foot combo, some really small hooks. And when I say small, I'm talking anything between a size 10 and size 16, a little mustard mosquito hook. And so give them small hooks. We give them some bait. They normally take some baby squid. Some guys like to use prawn. Sardine generally not advised. It, on those tiny hooks, it's incredibly difficult to bait up, and it comes off the hook very, very easily, normally after the first bite or two. So what we've been seeing recently is the guys come down, they're starting to catch on to the trend. They walk into the shop and the first thing they said is, how's it, guys? Last year you gave us this, this, and this. and it worked like a charm, and we're back. I need those mosquito hooks. So it's quite nice to see the guys are catching onto it. And sometimes that's all they want. They don't want to catch big fish. They just want their children to go out there and have some fun. From time to time, you'll get a couple of bigger fish coming through and grabbing those small baits, which is quite fun. I often tell the story of the 1 year the guys came through and they said to me they want to do exactly this. Go throw small baits, catch small fish, have some fun. Maybe have the chance of putting a decent sized blacktail or, you know, a couple of smaller carantine on the bra for their lighties, just to have some fun and get the experience. And this one group of guys came through and grabbed a packet of baby squid, some size 16 mustard mosquito hooks, gave them some little quarter ounce sinkers. They made up their rigs and off they went. And they came through the next day. The lighty could not contain his excitement. He was bouncing from wall to wall, and asked him what he caught. And his father took out his phone and showed me a photo of a lesser sand shark that he had caught on the same rig. It was so nice to see. It was a really decent sized fish, and on the tackle that they're using, they had the absolute time of their life. And I mean, that converted the youngsters into full blast fishermen in a matter of minutes. So that was very positive to see. The one thing we've been seeing in the last couple of days is definitely those smaller fish hanging around. We've had a massive influx of three spot pompano, your wave garrick. The guys are throwing baits for them and catching quite a few, especially in the Tongat River mouth area, all the way down to Westbrook, Belito, Salt Rock, Sheffield, all of those areas. And the nice thing is we don't only see the guys using bait for them. You can go down there and take a 6 or 7 foot rod, throw some very light mono on there, you know, 6 to 8 pound, or if you want to go with braid, you know, 8 pound, 10 pound is fine. Little 2 or 3 inch paddle tails or jerk minnows, tiny little spoons if you want, if the wind picks up a little bit and you can't cast the soft plastics out there. And they're catching these wave garrick flat out, so that's a lot of fun. Very hard fighting fish on that light tackle, and the guys keep on going back for more. Apart from the wave garrick, we've seen quite a few pompanos spread out along the coast. I think the majority of the catches have been around Tongat River mouth. The further south, we went fishing the other day. We did some spinning there after work. And just on the light stuff, little 7 foot rods, and there were a ton of little moonies around, a lot of little kingies, black tips and big eyes, a couple of bigger fish chasing in the shallows, which we would never have had a chance of landing in the areas we were fishing on the tackle that we were using. It's all ultralight, 8 pound braid, and but some really big fish around chasing bait, and it's positive. You know, it's so good to see that those fish are around. And if you have the right tackle and you happen to hook into those fish, I mean, I'm talking 10 kg plus kingies in the shallows, you know, which is quite nice. So that's my experience last week. We had quite a bit of fun up there, and then I've seen a lot of shad around still. I've seen a couple of stumpies, not a lot, maybe 2 or 3, but they are there nonetheless. And then I think the main excitement has really come in with the guys catching the non-eds. We've seen a ton of spinner sharks. We've seen some blackfin, some one or two raggies, and then the flatfish or your diamonds, a couple of browns, honeycombs. It's just an all-round good spread. We've still seen some big catches of kingies coming out, mainly on the north coast, Tugela and thereabouts. The water at Tugela was quite dirty. The guys were reporting back on that, but still a lot of cob around. And then a little bit further down this side, while we're on the topic of salmon, there have been quite a few snapper salmon around, which is also good fun. You catch them on lure and you catch them on bait. The guys throwing small choco baits or small sardine baits seem to be catching them. I did see one or two grunts that come out as well, which was a bit strange. In the areas I can't really say, just out of respect for the anglers, but in the areas we saw them, it was just it's uncommon. So yeah, a couple of grunts around, just all around decent fishing, guys. As I said in my last report, the beaches are going to be busy, and we've seen that. Today was a phenomenal day on the water. The guys were all coming into the shop sunburnt and smiling, saying how good it was down there. We have got a couple of breaks in the wind coming up. Although today was a little bit windy, the sea was quite nice. The watercolour is improving. I think we're going to have a good week forward. We've got a couple of westerly winds. There's one coming through this afternoon. And we've got one in a couple of days as well. So that should clean the water up a little bit. I think it's going to just turn on really well from there. So, guys, that's about it. Again, please send us through your catches. Nice to report back on it. Good luck for this week.
Thank you, Jesse. What a fantastic report, my friend. I really appreciate you sending that stuff through and inspiring us with those junior anglers. Now, earlier in the show, I spoke about when Gary was talking about those grunter out at Ilovo. Guys, just like what Jesse was saying, we all remember that first catch, you know, and this is the beauty of it. You never know when it's going to switch you. I mean, there was a grunter that I caught. It was my first catch. I started fishing quite late. I think it must have been about 13 or 14 years old, and I got my first fish. And it was a beautiful grunter, and it was out of Ilovo. And guys, just like that, you know, you'd be having these holiday makers coming down. These kids are fishing, you know, basic 6-foot combo, small hooks. But they will get that big fish in between, and that's it. You know, we've got a future angler for life, and that is the beauty of the sport. It just brings out something that you've never expected to happen, and, you know, it creates so much excitement and euphoria, and, you know, it ignites something within a person. No matter whether they are young, they could be 4 years old, they could be 60 years old, but it ignites something inside you that says, this is the sport I want to get into. And it's guys like Jesse and the rest of the guys at Kingfish, in fact, every tackle store owner around the country, that gets anglers going like this. It gets creates this moment in someone's life that just switches. I love it. Absolutely love it. Takes me back to my first fish all the time. So guys, that is our report of Salt Rock and Bolito. Now, Savika went on to report that in Zinkwazi, there's a lot of shad coming out, some big shad, actually, and the bigger ones are coming out on red-eye sardines. And if you are fishing the Tugela area, well, then there is cob on the bite, and that's coming out on chokka baits. As for Impton Zini Banks, we are with Nick, and this is his report of what's been going on over the Christmas weekend down in his area.
Good afternoon, Vanessa. We had a lot of anglers on the beach on Sunday. The species, I was actually working on the beach on Sunday, collecting data on fish species being caught. Four black spot sharks were caught. Black spot shark was identified by a marine biologist in Sedwana, I think in the 70s. And his name was Dr. Human, and it became known as the human shark. Now, the English-speaking people, you can't really call a shark a human shark, so the English name is a black spot shark. They grow to about 125 centimeters max. About 3-4 years ago was the first recorded baby black spots in Umtanzini, or in our marine protected area. So it caused quite a lot of excitement, and four were caught on Saturday. A lot of milkies were caught, one or two hammers, a lot of snappers. One was actually quite a big one. We also noted that we were down there for 4 hours and not one shad was caught, which is really crazy for December. But yeah, I don't know where these shad are. But the ski boats on Sunday, the charter went out. I think it was on Saturday the guys got some game fish, but on Sunday they just got bottoms. But there were some cooter caught, tuna, and what do the Americans call it? Dolphin fish, eh? Dorado. Right, have a safe time, guys. Cheers.
Thank you so much, Nick. I really want to compliment you on that great job you are doing out there. Thank you for educating us, by the way, on that black spot shark. One in 4 years and we get four on a single day. That is really strange, but very exciting. So, yeah, I wouldn't have known. I would have thought it was a black tip. So thank you for pointing out the differences in between that, and great job on gathering that research. We really appreciate the effort you guys put out there to, you know what, educate us anglers and let us know exactly what's going on with our marine protected areas. Now, guys, moving on up to Richards Bay and St. Lucia. Well, I was chatting with the guys. I was on the WhatsApp groups. I was making phone calls to tell you that it is an inedible fest that's going on out there. Yeah, it is any flatfish you can think of, anything that can't shake its head, it's on the bite. So Richards Bay and St. Lucia is performing with that inedible action, but the highlight and the talk of the town up in those areas has certainly been on the offshore side. There is tuna of note coming out on a daily basis. They are Dorado. They are kingfish. And on top of that, there is the bullfish that's on the bite. So those areas, if you're offshore fishing, you are going to have an absolute blast. If you do not have a boat, as always, go out there and book a charter, because guys, you definitely want to be skiboard fishing in the upper north coast. So now that rounds off our saltwater report. Moving on to the Midlands, we are with Jan, who's also had some hot and cold reports from the trout scene. However, it's been bass all week long. Albert Falls and Mudmar has certainly been producing, and Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg is going to tell us all about it.
Hey there guys, I'm just hazarding a guess, yeah? But it seems like the weatherman is getting a little bit too much stuck into the Christmas quote-unquote spirit, as the weather is still pretty much topsy-turvy. But on the upside, while the weather isn't exactly playing the game, at least there are some fish out there happy to play along. Even though the rains have tapered off significantly over the course of last week, the rivers are still full and rushing, according to some reports from the trout anglers. No word from the scaly anglers, a clear indication that the lower reaches are probably better suited to whitewater rafting and tubing, as opposed to fishing. Only a handful of reports from the Natal Fly Fishers Club river anglers, and a 50-50 mix on the returns of high water and blown out, did not fish, versus returns having some fish to show. The fish that came to hand were at the lower end of the tape measure, in the 3 to 9 inch, that is 7.5 to 23 centimeter bracket, and clearly indicative of flow rate, as the big fish will be on the bottom to escape the maelstrom rushing overhead, and getting a fly down to them will require some heavy ammo. For those persisting with the dry fly, present close to the edges in the slack water and eddies, which the fish are using to conserve energy. The NFFC stillwater anglers fared no better, with the fishy returns versus the non-fishy returns again sitting around a 50-50 percentage-wise. Reports also made mention of fishing in the wet to getting a lucky gap in the weather. Having no flow issues to deal with, the stillwater returns showed a good spectrum of fish across the board. Smallest fish were in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter bracket, with good numbers in the 15 to 19 inch or 38 to 48 centimeter class. So, with the stillwaters not being affected by matters of high flow, the bigger fish are just as available as the rest of the population, and some excellent fish in the 21 to 23 inch, that is 53 to 58 centimeter bracket being reported, and along with a submarine that fell in the 23 to 25 inch, that is 58 to 63 centimeter class. Thanks to the rains and overcast weather, water temperatures are still hovering below the 20 degree mark. Although there have been a good couple of fish seen in the socials of late, reports indicate that it's still tough fishing generally at Albert Falls. Local angler Tyron McGarry reported a good day last weekend, starting off by getting snapped up and then hooks getting pulled, but eventually landing himself a fish of 2.8 kilos, followed by a good few fish in the 600 gram to 1 kilo bracket. Sounds like a good day out by anyone's standards, but as they say, maybe it's tough fishing. While there's been no proof to be seen, word from the water is that Midmar's fishing very well at present, with good numbers of fish coming to hand in the 1.5 to 2 kilogram range. And word almost, rumors shall we say, but never any pictorial proof until well after the event, is that there have been a couple of monsters coming to hand of late. But let's see them, guys. Come on, show and tell. Although the socials are reporting that the hippo has been quote-unquote taken out. And yeah, we hope that means relocated and not taken out. Still no final word on that Albert Falls hippo. While no further interactions have been reported of late, anglers are once again just cautioned to keep a wary eye out for the beast and stay well clear at this being popular fishing time and holiday season. On the yellowfish front, Stokefontein guide Dave Weaver reports that spawning is in full swing, and as in case, the boys outnumber the girls, so there are plenty of small male fish in between the comparatively few larger females. Water temperature is up to 18 degrees, so you don't have to search for warm water, with shoals or spawning fish in shallow water. Speaking of shallow water, and as we do every single year, we request that anglers not target the spawning fish, so they can simply get on with their business of providing us fish for the future's fishing. The wind-driven scum lines are great indicators of fish, as that is where the food will also accumulate. There are plenty of caddis about, so LK caddis and DDT patterns are working well. Brown and tan hoppers with red underwings are plentiful, along with termites and black ants after a bit of rain. Guys, the Kingfisher would like to take this opportunity to wish all our customers merry festivities and tight lines over the holiday season. Drive safe, stay safe, and do pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. What a great report, my friend. Great detail in that report. So firstly, Merry Christmas to you as well. Our audience, I'm sure, appreciates all that you have done throughout this year and the great detail you put into your report. So thank you so much for that. And yeah, keep that report coming through. In fact, I don't even need to tell you that. I know you're going to give us our final one for the year next week. But guys, speaking about the Midlands and all that Jan has spoken about, if the beaches are going to be too busy for you this holiday period, and I know it is going to be a real busy time, well, head on to the dam. Go to the Midlands. There are so many species that are on the bite. Albert Falls, like Jan has said, has been performing. So, yeah, that is our Midlands report. In fact, that is our report for the entire KZN. Guys, whether you're fishing south, whether you're fishing north, whether you're fishing Midlands, KZN has something on the bite, I would suggest definitely make a trip offshore over this holiday period, because yeah, that is definitely the talk of the town, and that's where the big fish are coming out. So guys, until next week, have a blessed Christmas. If you are celebrating, if you are not celebrating, enjoy the festive period. But guys, we will be back next week. We will be doing our final one for the year. Our reporters are dedicated to you. They're dedicated to the show. And they are dedicated to the sport to make sure we know exactly what is going on and creating the best out of the anglers out there. So until next week, when you are out there, have a joyous time. But always remember, keep that fishing area tidy. Respect your bag limits. And fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.